is still family.
It is Monday, and we're here to talk about family on The Takeaway, and we're going to talk about stress. There's certain things that put a stress on a marriage. One of them, John, not surprisingly, is children. A marriage is more difficult. A marriage is difficult in and of itself, but then it becomes more difficult when you add kids, and it's even more difficult when you add tight finances into the mix. This may not be news to anybody, but there are some issues, there's some solutions here, and there's some news here that may be surprising. We're joined now by Susan Nolan-Hooksama. She's the psychology professor at Yale University and married mother of a 16-year-old boy, so she knows whereof she speaks. And Lamar Tyler is the married father of four young kids and co-author of the website blackandmarriedwithkids.com. He joins us from Maryland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Lamar, first, let's go to you. Let's get your data here, your census data. Has it gotten harder for you to be a father and spouse during recent years?
I would say definitely with the economy and the effects of, just everything going on, because my wife, her position, her company has laid off multiple positions, and my company, we've downsized some, and even though we haven't been directly affected by layoffs, it's something we're still seeing a lot on our blog. A lot of readers are saying that, one spouse may have been laid off, even both in situations. So you take that into account, you still have children. Something people don't think about a lot of times is the cost of child care. You know, you still have those kids, and they got to, be in daycare. And if you have multiple children in child care, sometimes that can equal the same amount as a mortgage almost. People have to take that into effect. And at the same time, you just can't drop kids out of child care, because in a lot of cities like where I'm at, I'm in the D.C. area, it's hard to even get your kids in. You can't really get them in until spots open up, at the beginning of the school year. So you can't really kind of flop them in and out and go that route. So I definitely say it's been hard the last few months. Or last few years, actually, since we've been in a recession.
Susan, there's been lots of research over the years talking about how much more difficult it becomes when you add kids into the mix of a family. And there's certainly lots of studies saying that money is a difficult issue for spouses. What's new here?
Well, I think it just confirms that the research that's been done over the last 20 years, that even with all of the modern conveniences we have and daycares and such, adding kids to the marital mix is tough, especially for women. Marital satisfaction goes down when kids enter the family, and it goes up when they go off to college.
But, at the risk of... I don't want to be disrespectful, but I mean, families typically don't acquire kids as a kind of like, change the wallpaper sort of thing. I mean, it's a sort of central kind of goal of a lot of families. And
yeah.
I guess, how do you evaluate this kind of information? I mean, people are getting up this morning, having breakfast. I mean, what are the tools to actually deal with this stress? Because I don't spend much of my time thinking about, gosh, wouldn't it be great if my kids weren't here?
Absolutely. And I think the key thing is to remember to savor the good parts. I mean, we do have kids because we love them and we want to be part of their lives and raise these wonderful little creatures. And so I think we have to savor the good parts. And in terms of marital satisfaction, what we've got to do, I think this research just reminds us that we've got to pay attention to our marriage as well as our kids. It can be very, very time-consuming to take care of kids, and we can let our marriages go by the wayside. But as I say in my books, we have to plan for improving and maintaining our marriage by having dates, having time together where we do more than just, plan who's going to pick up the kids this week after school.
Lamar, one of the things that I have noticed is as we go through tough economic times, as we already know that it's difficult to raise kids while you're working on a marriage, one thing that seems to have eroded is societal support for marriages and for parents. Would you agree? I mean, is that something that you're hearing about on your blog?
Oh, definitely. That's even one of the reasons we even started the blog in the first place. Me and my wife always used to talk about how, someone would come into a room and perhaps say, hey, I'm getting married, and what used to be a joyous occasion where everyone would, surround that person with love and celebration, a lot of times has now turned into, are you sure about that? Are you positive you're making the right decision? You might even hear some people say, don't do it. That's something we definitely one of the reasons we started the blog. And if I can just piggyback on something, you were talking about a second ago, I think really, keeping a focus on that marriage is something that you definitely have to do.
Well, Lamar, you got four kids, right? I got five. What's your line? What's your date line to your wife? Let's take Susan's advice here. How do you get your wife to go out on a date with you?
Well, it actually is not hard because she's willing to break out at any moment. She's always
let's go.
For
that's
a way
your dateline, right, Lamar?
Exactly.
Susan,
That's it. You know, I mean, the thing is important too is we have a support system. You know, where a lot of times my mother, she'll say, you know, I'll watch the kids, or if not, we'll get a babysitter. Or some of our readers even say they'll put the kids to bed early and just have like a picnic in the living room if they don't have the money to go out, because you have to work on that relationship. Because I guess we hear from time to time where you know, when the kids go away, couples and then break up because they don't know each other anymore, and we just don't want it to end up like that.
Okay, well, I guess that's your takeaway. Get to know your spouse even when it's tough. Lamar Tyler is a married father of four young kids, co-author of the website blackandmarriedwithkids.com. Susan Nolan Hoeksema is a psychology professor at Yale University and the married mother of a 16-year-old boy.
So if you have a story of how you're feeling crunched at both ends by the economy and by stress in your family, you can tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And we've got a lot to talk about, actually. We're looking at your life in fine print all this week. After the financial collapse, we've all had to learn about the little details, the fine print in all aspects of our lives, to be more vigilant about where the money is going. What have you learned to pay more attention to? How have you been fleeced by the fine print? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Phone bills, you know,
and
bank statements.
We're already hearing from you on some other things that we talked about earlier this hour. We talked about climate change with one skeptic, Bjorn Lomborg. He's author of The Skeptical Environmentalist. And Steve emails, I love the show. I'm listening to you from Austria, but why do you have a guest like Bjorn Lomborg? The scientific consensus is in. It would seem he is just wrong. Let's keep hearing from you on everything here on The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.